Hey, woman.
Hey,
how are
man.
You? Yes, I am the man.
You are the man of this show.
Of Ringleader of the Shit Show, like I say, of this podcast show and the family shit show that is us.
Yes.
That we're going to talk about today.
Great.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Uprooted Podcast. That's Christine.
And that's John.
And I'd like to just proclaim to the audience and to everyone out there in listener land, we back. You got your fucking glasses on. We got a cocktail. We're going to rock this shit.
I did put my glasses on today. I'm not really sure why. That's weird. I just grabbed them. Oh.
Probably so you can see. I can't podcast with a hat on.
Oh.
It makes the headphones sit all wonky, so I had to remove my chapeau and toss it to the side.
I'm kind of feeling that way with these headphones on because I feel like when I move, my glasses are like bouncing up and down because
they kind of do. It's cool.
Fully sitting on my head exactly.
I like it. It looks good.
So,
cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Clink. We're too far apart.
What are we drinking?
So we had some cranberry juice. That's the only mixer we really had in the fridge.
Okay.
We have an absolute shit ton of alcohol. All the vodkas, because we were doing a cocktail of the week for a while, and we kind of got away from that.
The bartender got busy.
Yes, but in that process, we purchased a bunch of, you know, your vodkas, your orange liqueur, your gins, all the things, right?
Yes.
Malibu rum. Lucille, what is going on over there? Oh, it's recording time, so it's bone time.
Oh.
Hey. We're going to keep this one short, because we got a date with the bone time. I'm talking about the dog, all right?
Right.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I Googled, what can you make with cranberry juice instead of just like a vodka cranberry? And I found something called a Long Beach iced tea.
Oh, Long Beach.
There's the Long Island iced tea, which
Where JetBlue no longer flies.
Yes. Well, there's Long Beach, New York. I'm not sure if they fly there.
Okay, I wasn't aware.
Anyway, there's the Long Island iced tea, which basically has five different types of alcohol and then a little bit of splash of cola, which gives it the tea color. There's no tea in it.
Okay.
And I know you were afraid of that for a while, like you wouldn't try it because you don't like iced tea.
The drink, not the actor.
Yeah, Finn Tutuola.
I really like iced tea a lot, actually.
His new car commercial, though, is kind of
a bit rough.
A little weird.
Around the edges.
It's like when the really good musician starts doing the fair circuit, you know they've kind of... They're in their sunset of their career when you start doing the car commercials. Hey, Matthew McConaughey, car commercial extraordinaire. Oh,
does that mean he's going to no longer?
Maybe.
And can we hope?
That Josh Lucas guy does, like, he's the voiceover for Home Depot.
Who's Josh Lucas?
Sweet Home Alabama.
The
man.
I didn't know
that.
He actually had like a sunrise.
I didn't either, but I think if you're doing voiceover for Home Depot,
he's from a nice voice,
from, you know, silver screen to Home Depot, he does. But I feel like I could do that. I mean, I got a microphone and a voice, like anybody could be. Hey, get your hammer at Home Depot.
Get your hammer.
Anyway, speaking of hammer,
wow, we have gone way off the rails.
Long Beach iced tea has orange liqueur. It's supposed to have triple sec, but we didn't have any, so I put a little orange liqueur. Put a little gin, a little vodka, a little tequila, a little what else did I put in there? Malibu
Monica?
Rum. No, a little bit of Monica in my life. Nice pull.
Thanks.
Mambo number five. I put some Malibu rum in there, and I put more of that than everything else. You're supposed to just put light rum, but I thought maybe the coconutty vibe would make it a little...
Can you give it a splash
tropical
of the islands?
And then I put a little Tangelo wedge in there, and I took a little pre-sip. This is fantastic.
Okay. Did I lose my job? Are you the new bartender?
No, but I mean, I don't know. You tell me. While I was shaking the shaker, I was like thrusting as well, and you kind of like that. So maybe
I did like it. It was pretty hot.
Maybe I am the new bartender.
Hot bartender.
You tell me. All right, cheers.
Cheers to you.
Clink.
Let's see if I like it. That's good.
I mean, it just transports you directly, like straight to Long Beach, right? Snoop Dogg's rolling by.
Straight to Long Beach.
The LBC.
Beautiful.
Nothing screams Long Beach like this cocktail.
No.
Well, all right. Should we get into it?
Let's get into it, man.
This is going to be the best show of the year, everybody. We got glasses. We got cocktail. We're going to rock it.
Let's rock it. Not get hopes up, okay?
Well, I always set the bar pretty low with everything in life in general, but especially with this podcast.
You just set it really high, though.
I did?
Yeah, you said this is going to be the best show ever.
No, I said of the year.
Of the year.
And the year was pretty fucked up. So that's not really hard to do. But hey, we'll do our best. I mean,
technically, then it would be ever since we've only been doing this for.
Ooh, nice point. Well done.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, we have had a new president for a whole week.
Yeah.
A whole week. The inauguration happened last week.
Nothing really feels different except for my angry Democrats are not talking shit about Trump anymore.
Yeah, it's a little quieter, which is
less chirping. Although some of my Republican friends are now coming out of the woodwork and taking, you know, doing some of the mean things.
Mm.
But yeah, you know, whatever. I don't know.
So did you watch the inauguration?
I did, but the sound was off because I was at work. And it's funny, I even got called out by my boss. I forgot to tell you about this off the air. But
this is new.
I'm sitting there on a Zoom call and I'm watching. But, you know, I'm a security guy, so I'm watching to make sure nobody like storms the Capitol and tries to kill old man Biden. And I'm looking at the screen and I get called out. All of a sudden I hear, I think John's watching his TV or talking to somebody else. And I was like, whoop, sorry. Just watching I made up for it and said, for security reasons, I'm watching the inauguration.
I don't think it needs to be security reasons. It was history reasons.
It is history reasons. I got you. But that doesn't always fly with the boss. Sometimes you got to add a little buffer.
I mean, we've got our first ever Jewish second gentleman. Vice gentleman in charge. I don't know what his name is anymore.
What did they call him? Second gentleman.
Second gentleman.
Yeah.
I was right the first time, and you looked at me like, you're stupid.
Did they call him first gentleman? I thought they did.
No,
I
he's
don't
not
know.
The first gentleman. That would be if the president was a woman. He's the second gentleman.
Yes. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, that's not the historical part.
It is amazing.
Cool.
And what? Yeah, it's amazing. Just being the second gentleman ever would be history enough, but now he's Jewish too. I didn't know that.
He's Jewish too. Which is pretty cool. He seems really nice too. Very supportive.
And Kamala's African American, like, but Asian descent or something.
Pacific. Was it Pacific Asian?
Wow, we are just breaking all the barriers this year. Joe Biden's
it's
the
really
oldest president ever.
I got a little teary. I mean, it was kind of exciting.
I mean this in the spirit in which it's intended, honestly. I don't wish any ill will on anyone, but I really hope Joe Biden makes it 4 years. He's old.
He is old.
and he looks it.
I don't know. When he was
walking that last bit into the White House, I felt every pain in his knees. Because I already feel it at 42.
Maybe he has bionic knees.
Maybe. And I'm not even 42 yet. And I feel it. And he's like ancient. I can only imagine.
Well, while I was watching the inauguration with my students.
Yes.
So I'm going to back up a little bit. Our principal said, we need to watch this inauguration in grades 3 and above. Because it's a historical thing. Of course, we should be talking about what's going on in our government. We should be supportive of our president. All of that jazz.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
So she asked us to watch it. And I was a little apprehensive at first. I didn't really want to watch it. Not because of any political reasons. Because I was worried that something bad was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I was going to like traumatize my students.
Right.
So I really just wanted to watch it the next day. But she was like, no, no, no. You need to watch it this day. I found this Nickelodeon-produced version of the inauguration, which was really cool because it talked about like the history of it and kind of all the interesting facts behind some of the presidents. And it was really neat for the kids to see. And it didn't have... So some teachers were saying they were watching like the CNN version and the commentators were like giving their 2 cents about everything going on. And I'm like, that's not what fifth graders need to hear. So it was really good. It was interesting to watch it that way. I enjoyed it. I hadn't really ever paid that much close attention to inauguration before. I mean, I had him on and I'd watch him, but not like so thoroughly. So it was, I think, kind of cool.
Yeah, 2 things there. Like a week before that, Nickelodeon aired one of the playoff football games. I don't know if you saw this or heard about it. And they had like SpongeBob in between the uprights and they had like slime in the end zone. Nickelodeon's really trying to step up their game to keep the kids entertained during adult things. It was kind of funny. Everybody enjoyed that. I watched the CNN version, and when I did have the sound up, yeah, I wouldn't have played that for kids. Nothing inappropriate, but it was all just very... CNN's very one-sided toward the left anyway. And so there was a lot of like unnecessary comments about the previous administration and whatever. It's like, move the fuck on. Just celebrate what's going on. Do the show.
Right. So there was none of that. It was all history. There was a cute little spot on pets in the White House which I thought was really cute. The kids really enjoyed that. There was a, I can't remember which president, Roosevelt maybe, had a raccoon.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool. And I guess the raccoon kept getting loose and causing all kinds of havoc in Washington, D.C. So they had to give it to the zoo.
That's so awesome.
The kids were really excited about that. And to find out that I think it's his name's Champ, I think, is the first not only German Shepherd, but rescue dog in the White House.
Oh, is it Champ? I just saw a post about this today. I thought it was something
Champ
else.
And he's got Champ and
runner-up. Yeah, I don't know.
There's another M.
I can't remember.
I want to say Morty, but that's not it.
No, I just saw it today. Dang it.
But yeah, whichever. One of those is the first rescue dog in the White House. So the kids were like, cool.
Yeah.
And it kind of gave us a cool discussion point of what our pets were. And it was neat. The kids really enjoyed it. And there wasn't any of that, you know, things kids don't need.
Hey, listen.
Don't worry about.
Whatever side you're on, the government process is pretty cool.
Yeah.
The whole moving in and out of the White House. And yeah, I mean, it's cool. Whatever. And I support whoever's there. Let's just move forward, you know?
Right. Well, while I was watching the inauguration, I wrote a haiku.
Oh, boy.
To go along with it.
This is good.
So I'm going to share my haiku
with
you.
Should I count or can I trust you that you got it right?
I am an English teacher. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You don't teach poetry all the time.
All right, ready? No matter the side, let's hope we can work it out. Lady Gaga rocks.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, she was being compared to the...
She's amazing.
I didn't see her, but... Her outfit was being compared to the Hunger Games. And with everything that's gone on in the world this past year, it's been kind of Hunger Gamesy. So it was perfect.
Oh, she was good.
She was always
really
good.
She was so good.
When hasn't she been good? I mean, everything's been good.
But yeah, she's my spirit animal.
Even when she first started with in the meat dress days, she was good.
Yeah. So she was amazing. The kids were like flabbergasted by Jennifer Lopez and how she's 50 and they couldn't believe she didn't look like she was 50 at all.
Did she get up there and do like the halftime show thing again with her butt? No. I would have been flabbergasted by that as well.
It was an odd choice. Anyway, no, she sang America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land or something like that.
Okay.
I think. I know it was This Land is Your Land, but I don't remember the other song. She kind of like did a mashup of
yeah.
the two.
Yeah. If Shakira would have joined her, I'm all in. That halftime show was good. Anyway, but that's not what we're talking about right now.
No.
You know, speaking of performers, I thought it was really funny. I was watching the ticker on the CNN and all these people were playing that night. And you told me it was because there was no like presidential ball or whatever they normally
right.
do.
So they did like a parade across the world or whatever, or not world, country.
Right. But I thought some of the performers were interesting. One of them that stood out was the Foo Fighters. Like, is Joe Biden a huge Foo Fighter fan?
The Foo Fighters. They deserve to be there, man.
Why?
They've been fighting the Foos on the front line. Have you ever been threatened by a Foo your whole life? I haven't.
I have not.
They deserve it.
I've dealt with a few Foos in my day, but yeah, I've never had to fight them. And if I did, I think they'd step right in.
Yeah. So they deserve to be there, I think.
It was just weird to me because like Dave Grohl was part of Nirvana where we're half-baked on drugs all the time. And now we're performing the president's party around the world.
Got to grow up.
Good for them, man.
Yeah.
So do you have a question for us?
I do have a question and it has to do with all this White House stuff. All the moving in and out of the White House and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the president and the first lady all have input on the residents and they get to make it their own, I'm assuming, and make it nice and personalized. I don't know how much of it they do and how much is it like interior decorators and staff and whatever.
Yeah.
But what is one thing that you would put your foot down in making the decision on? Like you have to be part of this decision no matter what.
Can I have two? I have two.
Sure. You can have two.
Well, you said all that jazz. One of them would be the music. If there's any kind of music going on in the...
Like in the elevator?
Yeah, or like background music. You know how in these big expansive areas, maybe there's some music playing in the main, you know, work area. First of all, that's something I'd like to see. Like, is there like an area that you never see on the tour that's like full of cubicles and stuff where all the, you know, advisors and aides or whatever are sitting there typing away and doing what they do? Is there like an office environment there?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I mean, we saw some of it on Designated Survivor, but I don't know how true that is.
That's what I'm saying. Is that like legit or do they have offices?
I don't know.
Like
I would think it couldn't be because that would be, I would think that would be some sort of security breach. But
I thought it was funny the other day. Speaking of that, I saw something of Vice President Harris going like to the White House to go to work. Like that's her office. She has a desk there in her office. And then it made me think the king of working from home is the president. They've been doing it since the 1700s. How come they get to work from home every day? And just now it's a thing for us.
That's true.
Where did this whole culture of going into the office come from? Anyway. If there's any area where there's music being piped in through Muzak and the speakers, you know, the weird speakers on the ceiling, I would want to have a say in the music. And sometimes it would be Metallica and sometimes it would be smooth jazz. I don't know. But okay. I would want to have a say in the playlist. And then the other part would be the food. Like I want like, and I think Trump kind of did this with his cheeseburgers, at least reportedly or whatever. I want to have like my kind of food, like the stuff I really enjoy, like Frangelico steak. And you know what? I'd put my foot down. I want to go in there and I want to make the food sometimes. That's great that I have a staff and a chef, but I like to get my hands dirty and you know, wield the old chef knife. I want to get in there and make a meal for my family one night.
I like it.
That's what I would have a say in.
Okay. I like it.
How about you?
Mine's kind of along the lines of the food situation. I want to pick my chef. Because I'm sure they have an executive chef of the White House. I want to pick them. I want to go through the interview process and tasting process. And I want to make sure that they can be my confidant. And when I want a sandwich in the middle of the night, I can go downstairs and they'll make me a sandwich and they'll talk about my day.
So you want a friend and a counselor.
Yes. And a sandwich maker.
I mean, I said a friend chef. And a counselor. A chef and a counselor.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, why?
Because I think it'd be awesome.
What kind of food would you like them to make you? Like, are you going to want like a special diet or is it just going to be go for it?
Well, I would love it to be go for it, but I also want them to be the person that like smacks that sandwich out of my hand. So they've made this like delicious 5-layer sandwich, but when I go take a bite, they smack it out of my hand and they tell me that I did the wrong thing. I need to put the sandwich down.
Yeah, you know, if I ever became president, first of all, I would do my best to get extra fat because I remember the fat presidents really looked like powerful with their red the cheeks. Fat presidents. But I would definitely have facial hair. For some reason, that's gone the way of the dodo. I would wear a top hat and tails like the guys in the 1800s did. I thought that was like a kick-ass look.
Bit weird, but okay.
I'd bring it back, man. Go full vintage.
Okay.
These guys in their like expensive Armani suits or whatever. First of all, too, like the day my term ended, I'd be in fat guy sweatpants and a polo or something every day. I would never wear a suit again. These guys are wearing a suit like all hours of the day, every day. I've never understood that either. Like, can you not be casual? Is it not okay to be?
It commands respect.
I got you, but like the prime minister of Britain right now, his hair is like all whew, like he looks like an anime character. Some of these other countries, they're cool with you being a little loose.
Well, so I don't know. Think about it. If you were going to get services from someone, like let's say a lawyer, and they come in like jeans and a t-shirt, how are you going to have very much faith in them and the job they're going to do for you? Are you going to feel like, okay, did I bother you? Like, thanks for coming. I mean, that's how I would feel. So I would like my leader to be put together and show that he respects his position.
I don't know. I'm a bad person to ask for that because I feel like the lawyer in the jeans feels like more of a real person. Like Sandy Cohen, kick-ass lawyer.
But he wore suits and ties too.
Sometimes, but the tie was like undone at the top.
Not sometimes, all the time.
And he's coming in with his surfboard and his hair all askew. I don't know, that just feels like more of a real person. And you know, the big kick now is you want a president you can have a beer with. I'm not sure why that matters, like we're ever going to do that. But that's what something people say. So you'd want them to appear more human to me, I would think. I don't know.
I want to watch some presidential things now.
So do I.
What are some good ones?
I love an American president.
It's not A. I'll tell you that.
True. I do love that one. That's probably my favorite.
I like that one too. That one's with, what's her name?
Sigourney Weaver?
Nope, not Sigourney Weaver.
That's Dave.
Annette Bening.
Yes, Annette Bening. I like Dave as well.
Dave is okay.
It's kind of a cheesy concept, but yeah, it's good.
I like that one.
But Air Force One. Obviously
Air Force One.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. For sure. He's like, seems like a real dude and he kicks ass.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see the president kick ass.
It's pretty awesome. What else was there?
Oh, well, Independence Day kind of. Speaking of kick ass presidents, he gets in the damn jet and goes up there and fights the aliens himself.
Okay. He does?
Yeah.
Isn't it Bill Pullman?
Yeah.
He does?
He sure does.
I don't remember that.
He sure as heck does.
What else? I've never seen JFK. Never seen All the President's Men.
I haven't either.
Any other presidential movies?
Oh, there's lots. There's the eagle has risen or fallen. What? London has fallen. Something has fallen.
Someone's falling?
Yeah, that one we did for the real review. Those are all presidential, technically.
Things that fall. All the things that fall.
Yeah. I don't know, but we're watching some other things.
Wasn't there like a Pauly Shore movie?
A presidential one?
Yeah, wasn't there?
With him, like being president? I can't imagine that.
I thought so. Maybe not being president, but like maybe like dating the president's daughter or something. Oh, there's Katie Holmes in First Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one. Did you ever see that one?
I didn't, but I mean, I'm sure we could make some movies about the first, second gentleman.
We should have, we're on the X-Men train. Never mind. So yeah, we should have picked like a presidential movie to watch, but oh well.
We did that during one of the things, Election Day. That's when we watched The Eagle Has Fallen.
Did we? Is that why we did that?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Whatever. Moving on.
Stop talking about the past. What are we watching now?
Oh, man.
The Servant. I keep wanting to call it The Sinner because they're similar and we watch
and
that
the
too.
The Sinner. Well, let's not even talk about freaking, what is it, sci-fi?
Yeah, man. They tease us with like two episodes and then say, show. See you later. No more.
We can't watch anymore. Speaking of which, I logged onto Netflix today and do you know what met me on Netflix? February 25th, I think is what it said. Our Netflix is now $17.99.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
What the?
I'm telling you what, it's going to be cheaper to go back to cable at some point. These things all go first.
I know,
full
it's
circle,
going to.
You know?
Well, but then the issue is I think a lot of them like aren't doing it anymore. Like, isn't HBO like not a thing anymore? Don't you have to have the streaming? I don't know, whatever.
No, it's still part of a package, I'm sure. But you know what's the reason why is everyone shares their logins. They have to change their price.
Well, they promise that they're bringing new entertainment that's going to make it worth it, apparently.
Oh, I can't wait for more 365 Denis. That's great. Bring entertainment.
Tell
but
you
it
what,
better be
I can't
good.
Wait for some more Bridgerton. That I'm dying for.
Listen, if the entertainment's good, I'm all for paying for it. But if all it's right. more 365 bullshit, no.
Anyway, The Servant.
The Servant's very good.
It's really good. It's getting really good. And it started off where I was like freaked out for the family because I thought they brought this like crazy, creepy nanny in.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like she's the one that's in trouble here. Like, she seems like the normal one all of a sudden.
I mean, normal's a stretch, but she seems better than the other two. The other two are weird.
Yeah, they're crazy. These people are crazy.
I feel like our kids could benefit from a creepy nanny. I really do. Somebody's going to whip their ass into shape.
But she doesn't, she doesn't do any whipping. I don't think she would whip
them
into shape.
She doesn't. I'm just talking like a mixture between her and Nanny McPhee. What are some other scary nannies out there?
Well, Nanny McPhee's not scary.
Mrs. Doubtfire was pretty ball breaker in the beginning. We need like a combination of all those mean nannies
we
to
need
come
that
in
British
here.
Nanny. What? Who's that?
Oh, the one
nanny
that had
show?
The show? Yeah.
We need Super Nanny.
Yes, we do.
We need Super Nanny.
Just to come in for a couple hours at bedtime and fucking regulate. Because we're failing.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
You can probably hear it in my voice. I keep clearing my throat because I've been yelling all night.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
It's a nightly occurrence.
What else are we watching?
We're watching Teen Mom.
Teen Mom. We're on season 5 now.
Yeah, and I have of Teen Mom 2, yes, which we've seen all these before, but I think we're at the point now where we haven't seen these.
We're getting there. I seem to remember some of the storyline, but like the episodes that we've just watched, I don't remember any of that.
Yes.
But I do know some of it. So I'm like, I must have seen some of it at some point.
All I know is I'm starting to get a little pissed off, right?
Right.
These people on this show, they're teenagers.
Not
anymore. Well, they're in their 20s. Fucked up life. No real jobs. They have nicer cars than me.
Well, hold on.
I'm holding. I'd love to hear an explanation for this.
It's not an explanation, but like if you were Janelle, for example, would you not be so embarrassed about what the whole entire country can see on the television? I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I think I deserve to be paid for having my life aired out like that. Like, I don't know. I feel bad for her, especially because she is a wreck.
So you're saying she deserves a nice car?
Yes, she does.
So because I'm normal and I don't air my grievances on national TV, I deserve a piece of shit.
I didn't say you deserve it. It's not what I said.
It's kind of what you said.
It's not what I said.
It's okay.
I said she deserves hers. I didn't say you don't deserve
it. You know what it is, though? It's par for the course. It's a good life lesson that maybe they should save a little money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should invest in some education. Things like that.
Well, but look at the money they probably made from these shows. Are they doing much better? Some of them look like they're doing okay.
I get that they get money from the show, but that's what I'm saying. How about you save some of that? How about you go to college?
But that's what I'm saying.
How about you figure the fuck out?
Easy come, easy go, my friend.
Instead of buy a new truck every episode. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, easy come, easy go. Just remember that.
Okay.
Don't compare.
Okay. Anyway, what else were we watching? Nothing, right? That's it. The flight attendant. That's very good.
I like the way they've done it. It's really good.
It reminds me of Mad Men a little bit.
Yes.
With the artsy-fartsy kind of look to it. And it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back and forth, very twisty. It's good, though.
Very twisty. Cassie has kind of fallen off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, she's a train wreck.
She's a train wreck. So I feel like we're getting to the climax of the show.
Yeah.
If you know anything about story elements.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Yes. But that's pretty much it because I've been working a weird schedule.
You're a slave driver. You make us record constantly.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I only have one show with you. You have another show with me. So who's making who record here?
Good point.
This whole podcasting thing was your idea.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No.
It was.
No.
It 100% was.
Just like the girl child, this was your idea.
Yeah. Well, she's the better one tonight. Anyway, in my opinion, yes. Anyway, yeah, I've been working a weird schedule, so it's like hard to find time to do our normal routine.
It is hard. And as much as I miss you like bananas.
You miss me like bananas?
I do. We don't ever have bananas in this house because you don't like them and Jacob doesn't like them. And Isabel eats them like they're going out of style when we have them. So we never have any bananas in this house.
I have banana PTSD.
So I do miss you.
That's why I don't like
bananas. Why do you have banana PTSD?
Because the biggest banana period of my life was when we were running. And so it was like...
That's the only reason I ran to get the banana.
One, well, I ate one in the beginning, which was usually like 3 a.m. while we went to these runs.
Okay.
To get the carbs, the energy. And then I got one when I was done, when I was all wiped out and tired. So it brings back all these memories. And I'm feeling it right now. I'm getting like all hot.
Yeah, why are you crying?
I'm like upset. Some of those, I'm not crying, my eyes are watering. Some of those runs were very hard mentally and physically, so it gets me all worked up.
I can see this.
I can't, I don't want to talk about it.
You are crying.
I might pass out.
You're legitimately crying.
I'm going to start hyperventilating.
You are crying.
I'm not crying. My eyes water sometimes.
I should take a picture. You're seriously crying.
Yeah. Anyway, you miss me like bananas.
I miss you like bananas when you're gone.
Yeah.
And I want you to be here, and when you come home, it's that much better because I missed you so much. So it's like that absence makes the heart grow fonder thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But then I also get to watch shows that you would never watch. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I get like a half an hour because you come home early now every night.
Yeah. Why? Well, sorry. You want me to stay?
No. I'm just saying you tell me you're not going to be home till super late. So I settle in on the couch and then you come home.
Yeah. Surprise.
So I don't get to really watch that much of my show.
Well,
but
there you have it. I guess who's not coming home early anymore?
Hey, I mean.
This guy.
It's fine. I enjoy that you're coming home early.
I wanted to bring this up and segue into this because I think it's important to have a little space in a relationship. It's really nice to be together. Like, we made quarantine work. We really rocked it. We did some fun things. We had a good time together. But I also think, you know, being apart's okay here and there.
It's funny you say that because I was actually just thinking, I feel like we're one of those couples that don't need to be apart.
But it's still nice sometimes, right?
It's nice sometimes. It's nice to be able to like pick whatever I want to watch and not have to ask you first or have a whole discussion about what we want to watch and say we want to watch something even though we don't really want to because we don't want the other person to get their way or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're one of the couples that genuinely enjoy when we're together, even if we're not even talking to each other.
Yeah.
We're just kind of like sitting next to each other or whatever.
Yeah, I'm a homebody. I like being at home. I like being with you. I like doing things with you. But I think, you know, for the purpose of this show, especially and spitting out some relationship advice, it's okay to have a little.
Of course. I'm just saying, yes, it's super important to have that. And you should be able to pursue your dreams and the things that you want to do. So if it were, for example, something I really want to watch or a hobby that I want to get myself into, it's nice to have your own time. But I also just wanted to point out, I don't think we're the people that really need to do that. There are some people that really do, and it's really good for them when they each have their own like day of the weekend to go and do whatever they want to do, and they need that, and it's good for their relationship. But I feel like we're not that person. We're not that couple, not person.
Yeah, I don't mean to brag to all the couples out there listening, but you know that hashtag relationship goals? We're it, baby. You know why? Because as we're having this conversation, when I tell people that we lived apart on opposite sides of the country for 8 months, they're like, no way. That would be so hard. It'd be impossible. We killed it. It was rough here and there, but we killed it.
Yeah.
We also don't like being apart from each other. We managed this whole almost year of quasi-lockdown where we were together all the time. Nary a fight. We had a good time together. We really enjoyed it. We were sad when we had to split up again. I don't know a lot of couples that can really say that, honestly.
Well, right. And I do want to point out, like, though, like we said, if that is you, where you do need time apart, that doesn't mean you have a bad relationship. It's a different relationship. And that's totally fine. Everybody has their own thing.
Yeah.
But I just didn't, like, we're telling everybody, take your time and do things that you enjoy or whatever. And that's important, but that's not us.
Right.
I don't feel like we need to do that. And we do. We do take our time when we want to.
Yeah.
But when you leave me, I'm sad. I'm not like, yes. Right?
Yeah. I wish we had some kind of a method to this madness to share with everybody who maybe struggles with this. I wish I knew what our secret was.
I know exactly what our secret is.
Well, what is it?
We're friends.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We share a lot of common interests. We genuinely enjoyed talking to each other and being with each other before we really truly got into a very serious relationship.
Yeah, and that went fast too. That whole process seemed fast to me, especially compared to my first experience with marriage, right, which was a very long, drawn out kind of dating period or whatever. Granted, it's because I was young, but you and I went pretty quickly. We dated and then we got engaged after a year and then married. It was a very quick process.
Yes.
But it's worked out.
Yeah, but I feel like we're genuinely friends. Like, I would choose to hang out with you.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to.
When you say it that way.
Well, no. I mean, like, we have to because we live together. Yeah. We have to hang out with each other. Yeah. We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But if we didn't live together, I would pick to be with you, to hang out with you.
Yeah. You know what else, too, that just occurred to me? We've been through a lot.
We have.
And I think if you can, nothing too serious. I mean, I don't want to discount anyone who's really been through things like a major illness or a death of a child or something. But we've been through what we consider a lot with multiple moves and financial struggles and everything else. And, you know, I think that just builds character.
Well, that, and it solidifies relationships. I mean, hard times can do one of two things. It can rip you apart.
Yeah.
Or it can grow you closer together. And I feel like it's done that for not only us, but for our family as well.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about, divorce is never the first thought on our mind. It's never on our mind, really.
Yeah, it's not even the second.
So I think because of that, we are forced to fix it and to figure out what we need to do to grow and get better.
Yeah, power through, man.
Yeah. And I think it's important to understand everybody's relationship is different. Everybody is different. So if your relationship is that you have to take that time apart to make it work, or that you have to constantly be together to make it work, if you take time apart, it's bad.
Yeah.
Or you did go through loss of family members or sickness or really bad financial issues. I mean, everybody has had their struggles and everybody's story is worth it.
Like, yeah,
I'm not trying to say, or you're not trying to say, that we're any better or any worse than anyone else. Well, we all have our own. I don't think so.
I said we're couple goals.
Oh, well, that's just.
I was just goofing off.
We all have our own mountains that we all have to get through. And some of us are better at certain things than others and can get through things easier than others and whatever. So just keep climbing your mountain, guys.
Yeah. And find a balance, which is a little teaser for next week. We're going to have a guest on.
I'm excited for this.
Yes. She is has a PhD, and I'm going to screw this up because I don't have it in front of me, but she has a PhD in family counseling and psychology and all that. We're going to talk to her about balance and balance with parenting, balance with your relationship. It's going to be good stuff. I'm excited for that. Yeah. So next week's going to be very fun. I'm looking forward. I hope we get some good tips because God knows I need them.
Yeah, I think our biggest area of concern could lead us into our parenting segment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is losing our cool when we get no breaks. I'm telling you, I know that we're together and we're doing this together, but I feel like a single parent. Not because you're not here, but because we don't have any help.
Yes.
And that's what single parents have to go through. They don't have that help. They don't have that break.
Yeah. And it's been like almost a year to the date since our last date night.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about more in a future episode. But we're being real people when we tell you we're really out here alone. We started to go down the babysitter route and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
And so now we
can't even do that. And then we found out our babysitter's dad is crazy wacko. So yeah, we won't kind of be having her back.
But I mean, we could find another one, but I don't feel comfortable having someone come into the home, obviously. There's nowhere to go anyway, for the most part.
Yeah, and that's not safe for them either. I mean, we work really hard to make sure we're not sick, but we don't necessarily know.
Right.
We don't want to put somebody else in danger either.
Yeah, and we were already alone out here. And, you know, it's funny you bring that up. That's been kind of freaking me out lately, that if something were to happen with this whole stupid virus, what do we do? Like, I mean, it's going to be challenging just to figure that out if one of us is in the hospital or whatever. But, I mean, we, like you always say, what do you say?
I don't know.
100% record with adversity.
Oh.
We've passed every test so far. So
yes, we have 100%.
So I have no doubt we'll figure it out. Success rate
with bad days.
Yes, I have no doubt that we would figure it out. But I don't know. It's getting exhausting. Plus, you and I have different views on how to parent in the heat of the moment sometimes, which makes you feel even more alone sometimes.
Well, I don't think we have different views. We just have different approaches.
Different reactions, yes.
We just have different approaches. And it's rough sometimes. Because as much as I want to be your partner and support you, sometimes I don't agree.
Well, we need to figure that out. So it's easier
just to be quiet.
Yes, which is my biggest
I'd rather be quiet than
I don't like that.
Well, but would you rather that I contradict you in front of them? No,
that's why I'm saying
behind. So that's why I'd rather just be quiet.
Behind closed doors, we need to work that out. I think it'd just be better because we can...
Maybe we can work this out next week.
Yeah, maybe. I just think that's important because, you know, one of my trigger things is when I feel like you're not supporting by just sitting there quiet. But I also don't want to be contradicted. So thank you for not doing that.
Right.
That's why I'm saying maybe we should really like write this down and work it out.
I guess.
You know, the bottom line is I need to calm the fuck down. I have no problem saying that about myself. I suck when it comes to that. I lose my fucking mind when anybody, not just my kids, anybody who reports to me, people in the grocery store, strangers, when they don't fucking follow rules and they don't listen, I lose my absolute mind.
Yes, you do.
Can I tell my funny grocery store story real quick?
Go for it.
I was at the grocery store the other day, and of course we all have masks on. And I think we've spoken of this before, but people just are in their own little world still, and they don't follow the arrows on the ground. They stand in front of the butter and have to touch every butter because, you know, as if touching a stick of butter will help you decide on Land O'Lakes versus store brand. So this lady's like doing that. And I think she's an Instacart lady because she has her phone out and she's touching all the butter with one hand. And then she's looking on her phone and she does something and she's touching something. And I'm just sitting there and the upper portion of my face must have looked like disgust because I was feeling it. And she turns to me and she goes, "Wow, you don't want to be here, do you?" And I was this close to like bubbling up and saying, "Fuck you. Get the fuck out of the way. Stop touching the butter." But I just looked at her and something in my eyes must have told her that this guy's fucking batshit crazy. You better move away. And she did. She just walked away. But it had me thinking like, of course I don't want to be here. Neither do you. Nobody wants to be here. Grocery shopping is like a necessary evil.
I hate it with a passion.
I kind of enjoy it, but I enjoyed it when it was normal and you could just mill about the store and it wasn't like this mission to go there without getting the disease. Now
no,
it's like.
I never liked it. Nope.
Well, I used to like it, but this really pissed me off and people are being stupid, like I said. And I was just thinking to myself the rest of my shopping trip. And unfortunately, this was right at the beginning. Like, who the fuck are you, lady? Why are you even talking to me? Don't talk to me. I got nothing to say to you. It really pissed me off. But that's what I mean is that the rest of my trip was ruined. Whenever somebody was going the wrong way in the aisle, I didn't move. I like aimed for their cart. I'm going to fucking ram you because you're not following the rules. And I do the same thing with my kids. I lose my goddamn mind.
Yes, you do.
So I need to see someone about this anger management? I don't know. What is it?
What no, do I don't think it's anger management. I think you just need some different avenues to let your frustration out, different ways to do that.
Oh, I have a solution.
Okay.
I want it for my birthday. Get me a membership to the gun club.
So, okay. Well, we would be spending a shit ton of money on ammo.
Yeah.
Because
I'm that bad.
You would be there all the time.
Punching bag. I don't know. Something. I
mean, okay.
Something. I don't know.
Can we channel your frustration into cleaning, maybe?
No.
No?
No.
Hey, it was worth a shot.
Don't be ridiculous. That's insane. Mm. No. Cleaning, absolutely not.
That's what helps me when I'm super frustrated, to just keep myself busy.
The puppy kind of helped.
The puppy?
Yeah. Lucille kind of helps. Maybe another dog. I don't know.
Hey, I'm okay with that. We'd have lots of dogs. Be a lot of dogs.
But what is it with kids that where they just know to like push your buttons? Like there's one pet peeve I have. It's going to bed. Just go to bed. It's when we record. Next week, we're going to have a guest on. We can't have stupid interruptions, although maybe that will give her something to work with. That might be funny.
Maybe. That would be nice.
But like, it's when it's our time down here.
Down here.
It's our time. And like we just mentioned in the relationship segment, our time is a little limited now. This is our unwind time. And they fuck it up every single night.
Yeah, pretty much.
And to where, you know.
And it's hard because I don't have anything to fix it with because when I was a kid, I wanted to go to bed.
Right. I don't have anything either.
I don't know how to, like, I don't understand. I'm like, how are you not so excited to get into that comfy bed and close your eyes? Because that's all I want in life is to just go to bed.
You know what we're going to do?
What?
We are going to set up one of those phone numbers. And not this show, but the next one. We're going to put that number on and we're going to interact. We're going to take calls, everybody.
Okay.
9:30 Eastern. I want you to call in and give us your tips. If you're struggling with this too, we want to hear about it. Call in and we'll take your call on the air. We'll put you on the air and we'll talk about what we can do to not kill our children or kill each other. I'm going to die of a stroke or a heart attack. I just know
it. Yeah, you really are.
I feel like that anger guy in Inside Out. I start getting red. Smoke comes out. I get hot. I feel it. Like you can feel the blood pressure rising.
And we can all see it as well.
Yeah. Something's got to give. We got to fix it. Maybe she'll help next week. I hope she does.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Do you have any other parenting stuff?
No. All right. Was it.
Am I making you nervous? You're shaking over there.
No. I don't think I should say.
Okay. Are you drunk?
No, I'm trying to stay awake.
Oh, no. All right. Well, maybe everyone else is, too.
No, it's not because of you. I'm so tired.
Okay. Real review. The Wolverine.
No, hold on. Oh. We just talked about how our kids just don't go to bed.
Yeah, and it's late.
And we literally do not start our night until like 10:15. And if I don't get upstairs by 10:30, I don't fall asleep till 11:30.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we better crank and this into high gear.
It makes it rough. And my kids at school take every ounce of energy that I have. And it's just...
Okay, speed round. Real review. Go. The Wolverine. Best one yet so far.
Wait.
It was really good. What?
Didn't we watch something we hated?
We already talked about Fantastic Four last week. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
An abomination. The worst movie in the history of movies. Okay.
The Wolverine. Go.
The Wolverine.
So confusing.
Well, it's confusing because we figured out we're probably not watching these in order like you're supposed to. I don't know. Anyway. We're doing this because if anyone has Disney Plus, you can go to Disney Plus, go to Marvel, do the Marvel Legacy, watch them in order that they have it on there.
Right.
I don't know that they have anything to do with each other, but just like with the Marvel series or the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Captain America standalone films, the Black Panthers, the Thor ones, great, great movies.
So good.
This one, good. It was better than all the rest where they try to bring everybody together. Really good. Good story.
I don't know. I was super confused.
Yeah. I mean, aside from that, but the storyline, the effects, the flow of it, it was good. I enjoyed this one. It kept my interest way more than the others have.
Yes. I will agree with you on that. It definitely kept my interest. I just don't get it. I don't know. I don't know anything about the Avengers. I know nothing about them. I have never read a comic.
You mean X-Men?
No.
Avengers. Sorry, I thought you misspoke.
Never read a comic.
Yeah, same.
Don't know anything about them.
Same, yeah.
I feel like I do now.
Yes.
I was watching a little video about Wanda, which we know is her name now.
Yeah.
And Vision. and they were talking about certain things. And there were, of course, I haven't read the comics, so there were some things I didn't know about. But most of the stuff, like, I knew what they were talking about.
Right.
And only because I've watched those movies. I haven't watched the show one moment. I don't know anything about them, really. I mean, come on, didn't even know her name was Wanda.
Yeah.
So.
Wanda?
What? Really with that, you guys, come on. And what's with the double consonant names? Why is always that?
I don't know. You're getting all book. English nerdy, talk nerdy
no,
to
no,
me.
No, no, no.
I don't know.
No, like Peter Parker. Like, why is it like that?
Oh, I don't know. What's her name? Wanda Wang?
No. I don't know what it is, but a lot of them are like that. And it, I don't know. I'm probably getting crazy. There's probably not that many.
Thor of Asgard?
Thor is a single, just Thor. I can't think of anybody right now, now that I say that.
Steve Rogers?
Never mind. Wasn't there, what was the, what? No, this is really going to bother
Tony
me.
Tony Stark?
No, stop it. Okay, fine. Never mind. Never mind. I guess I'm crazy.
Just Peter Parker.
We'll talk to your geek friends.
Yes,
about this when it's their turn. I've got to be not crazy. Okay, anyway.
Okay, anyway.
I feel like I know their story. And I'm invested in it. And when each of the movies, even though they're standalone movies, come together, I'm like, oh, that's how you fit into this universe.
Yeah, they did a really good job with that.
Right. But now I'm watching the X-Men. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Although, I will say.
I don't know these people. I don't feel like I know these people. I'm not invested in them. I'm not like, oh, man, I want to name my dog X-Men. I'm not feeling
Mr. Fantastic.
It. Yeah. Fantastic.
I will say.
I
will say with the other Marvel movies, the ones where they're all together is a bit more. It's entertaining. It's super great. They're really good. But it is a bit more of a shit show than when you just get the standalone focus on Captain America and how he became Captain America or Iron Man. And I like those ones better, just like I like this one better. You had a little more time to just focus on one thing without trying to cover everyone else's business, you know?
Right.
And I just feel like the Marvel Cinematic Universe with the newer movies did that so much better than X-Men did.
Well, and it's another way one of those times when I'm like, well, aren't you supposed to be super? Like some sort of super is what you're supposed to be. And I felt that way this time. Yeah. I felt like he was almost invincible, even when he had that stupid thing that was making him not heal and whatever it was that it was doing to him.
Yeah.
I still felt like you were the Terminator. Yeah, like you're going to get up again.
Yeah. We do need to ask the geeks.
I felt better.
We do need to ask the geeks when we have them on about the bone blades he has now.
Yeah, what's with the bone blades? You can just cut them off? Like if I'm just so confused.
Apparently,
by this.
You can cut them off and like extract the metal power from them.
So I'm thinking if we had when we were really super confused at the beginning because Jean Grey showed up again and we're like, wait a minute, you're dead? And we didn't bother to like give it some time and realize she was actually dead and it was a dream.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we were super confused. So I looked it up at the order that we were supposed to watch it and we are so flipping out of order. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's okay.
I feel like maybe if we'd done it right, maybe I might understand it a little bit more.
Now, maybe I should save this for the last movie, but my general conclusion of these is if you're into it, you're into it. If you're a casual fan, the other Marvel movies do such a better job of attracting that broader audience than these ones do. I feel like these ones, you have to be a comic book fan.
Right.
You know, these alone, even during the time period, were not entertaining enough, at least for me, to be like, oh, I got to see that and I got to see the next one.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like I was not into the Avengers. I didn't know anything about the Avengers.
Right.
Absolutely zero. Absolutely nothing at all whatsoever. And we watched Iron Man first. Was that the first one we ever saw?
No, well, you and I watched Hulk in the movie theater and we thought it was fun and good. And we just didn't really go down nerd highway with the comic book movies. And then everybody started telling me, you got to watch the rest of them. They all go together. And so, yes, we started in order as recommended by somebody with Iron Man.
Right. So we started with Iron Man. And after Iron Man, like after that one movie, I was like, this is good.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the rest of them. And this one, I'm like, oh, if another one.
Well, in that movie,
like, I'm just not, I don't know. I feel Iron really Man bad. I'm sure I'm not giving it the fair shake.
Iron Man in 2008 absolutely changed the game, raised the bar 100%.
I don't know.
And they've only gotten better since then. That's why I think this one was so much better, because it was like 2013. It was right in the thick of the,
yeah,
when the other Marvels were kicking ass. They had to up their game to make it watchable.
Yeah.
And they did. And I hear that Logan one that came out recently, that one's even better.
That one looks really good. I'd like to see that, because it seems more like a, I think that's what it is. Like, I need the origin. I need to find out how it all began. And in our studies of these movies, we started with Wolverine already being Wolverine and all these mutants already being mutants. And we didn't hear, we kind of got a tiny glimpse of maybe how we became Wolverine.
Right.
But we don't really know. And I still am not clear, were they born this way? Are they all born this way? Do they get made that way? I'm still not very clear on it. So
it's funny you say that, because I love the origin story as well. And something that popped in my head when you were saying that was like the Transformer movies. I was into Transformers as a kid and they all sucked. But when Bumblebee came out right in the middle of this superhero movie boom,
okay,
it's a great, great movie. Really great. Highly rated. Origin story of Bumblebee. I love that movie, but it's because Iron Man changed the game. They made all these other companies say, you know what, if you're going to make any money in this game, you got to up the game and have good cinematic quality, good storyline,
that
stuff. And so, you know, that's my personal opinion as to why this one was better. I think it was rated like 76 certified fresh or something. I'd give it even higher. I'd probably go 80. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
I'd give it like a 75.
There was no cheese element to it. It was
really good. There was none of those stupid lines that were like, oh my god.
I like the whole samurai thing too. That was cool.
That was pretty cool. Made me want to visit Japan.
Yeah, it sure looks beautiful.
It does look beautiful. So okay, well then I'm hoping that your theory is correct and these next few ones are just going to get better because of the up in the game situation, like you said.
Yeah, if things ever go back to normal with the movie industry, Disney has purchased this piece of it now. At some point, I think all of this shit show is going to come together. All the heroes from X-Men to Marvel, they all get together.
Do they ever
fight one?
Battle?
I think so. I think there's like some super comic out there. Again, we'll have to ask the Gurks that one as well.
Okay. What are we watching next week? I can't remember now.
Days of Future Past.
Is that what's going
X-Men?
On?
X-Men. It's another X-Men, so they're all together again.
I read about this one that we get. So maybe we're getting a little bit of an origin in this one, because we get transported back into the 70s, apparently.
Ooh.
So maybe we'll hear a little bit more about how all this stuff comes to being.
Yeah, and then we close it out the week after that with Apocalypse.
Perfect. Let's hope it is not an apocalypse.
Well, I mean, that would be a good way to end it, the apocalypse. We do like apocalyptic movies. Or shows and things.
No. I like post.
Anyway, that's what's on the plan for next week.
All right.
What do you give this one? You're right there with the critics.
75-ish. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It was good. It was entertaining. I probably would never watch it again, but
yeah, I wouldn't either, probably.
But it was good. I felt invested in him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. All right. Well, let's hope they continue to get better.
Wait. We did not talk about why he constantly looks like Jean Valjean. In every movie he's in.
Because he is Jean Valjean.
Why? Why is he always looking like Jean Valjean?
I don't know.
Insane. Anyway, moving on.
All right, moving on.
What was his prisoner number? Do you remember?
Oh, God.
It's the song.
What kind of nerd am I to not know this? I'm a big
theater. I can't remember it either.
I'm a big theater dork.
Yikes. I can hear it in my head. I can hear the tune. Oh, I just can't hear the number. Is it seven something? Seven? Shit. Whatever.
Anyway, whatever. Some other person on the nerd spectrum, call in and tell us this one.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I've seen this live and I can't remember.
I know all the songs too, but I just can't. It's been a really long time.
We had a funny theater dork moment in that movie because he says, I just need one more day. And I started singing, one day more.
Yeah.
7798675309.
No, that's Jenny.
Oh.
24601.
24601. Yeah, there's no seven in there.
24601.
Yeah.
I can hear it. I can hear, what's his name? Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the voice.
Terrible singer, Russell Crowe.
No, he was actually pretty good. I was surprised.
No, he's not good at all.
Oh my gosh. I thought he was really good. Okay, back up. I don't think he's really good. I was super surprised.
Yes.
By.
I hear you.
Because I would think Russell Crowe.
But he's not good.
I'd stop it.
Okay.
That's rude.
You know what else is not good? This show. It's probably not very good. Anyway.
Oh,
No, it's great.
That was terrible.
You're great. I love you. Thanks for coming by and participating.
Sure, anytime.
You're the best.
You kind of hold me hostage. But
I do
that's
not.
Cool.
Stop saying that. That is fake news.
I come down here. I just want to sit on the couch.
No.
And I can't.
No.
Because my headphones,
you come down
all these
here,
stupid little thingies,
and you
my
say,
microphone, they're all in the way.
When are we
I
recording?
To.
I can't wait to record. I can't wait to say the good word to the people.
The good word?
Yes.
We haven't spread the good word at all.
Thanks for coming by, everyone. You've been listening to the Uprooted Shit Show. That's Christine. I'm John. Thank you so much. It's been great. Follow, rate, and review. And in a couple weeks, maybe call in and talk to us.
Sure.
That'd be fun.
Super.
Hope it works out.
So fun.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.